Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with another of my longtime friends, senior USA Prepares instructor, Bert Bertonis, Silicon Valley, California engineer. And he's also he's an electronic engineer and an electrical engineer. He's a patent holder. He's a wireless communications engineer. I know of 45 years of his electronic and electrical experience. Welcome, Bert. Welcome, Bert.
Glad to be back again, Ben.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at the call screen, and our engineer today has you on the call screen, and I wasn't sure if he had you engaged or not, so I did not hit the engage button, but he did. So it's great to have you with us. So, Bert, today we're going to be talking about a recap of what we talked about a couple of weeks ago, the Carrington event of 1859, where a massive solar storm set fire to ends of the telegraph system. The antennas were the telegraph wires on the telegraph poles. This was way before electricity. And we'll be talking about when will the next one be? What kind of potential destruction? Homes and cars and the power grid. And what we can do to protect ourselves. Surge protection, master breaker, disconnect, possibly the storage of fuel. And what should we have in place? Also, we're going to try to weave into today's discussion some of the electrical devices, the electronic devices, chokes, inductors, capacitors, metal oxide varistors, also known as MOVs, filters, etc., and how they handle the spikes. Bert, where would you like to start?
Well, let's just recap what happened in 1859. And, you know, it seems to have sparked a lot of interest. I've gotten a lot of personal calls regarding the show we did last week, so that's why we decided to, you know, kind of do a part two. So to recap real quick, so in 1859, picture a telegraph operator just minding his own business, maybe reading the morning newspaper. All of a sudden, a surge comes through the telegraph line and blows out his equipment, sets his hair on fire. Telegraph lines all over the country start literally lighting up. What's going on? Well, we now know, we didn't know instantly, but we now know it was caused by solar flares. And solar flares send out a plasma from the sun that then hits the earth and causes all kinds of electromagnetic interference and problems. And just to make it clear, these solar flares are not traveling at the speed of light. They're traveling at approximately a million miles an hour, which is about a 2 to 3 day travel time to get from the sun to the earth. So since that event, we've been able to document later smaller events, and we've been able to see as that plasma literally travels, emits from the sun and travels to the earth and then hits our planet. And we've had several storms since that date, but never one as severe that we could document as occurred in 1859.
Okay, so when we have a solar storm, there are multiple components of that ejection, right? There are radio waves, there are X-rays, there are light waves. There's all kinds of frequencies coming at us, right, from that eruption. And it's not an instantaneous eruption. The eruption happens over time, right? It's not just boom and it's over. It's an eruption, like a volcanic eruption, right?
Well, that's correct. And so the actual energy from the plasma is primarily in the X-ray region. So the direct effect is X-rays and very intense X-rays. But what those X-rays then do is affect our ionosphere. They affect the electrical grid that we now have. They affect many other aspects of what we have on the planet. And those cause the additional effects. They disturb our magnetic field of the Earth. They set that into whack. Obviously, you'll be able to see northern lights in the sky. In fact, during 1859, the northern lights were visible in the Caribbean, just to give you an idea of how intense that storm was. So it's the secondary effects that seem to be the worst, although, you know, it's never good to be exposed to a high level of X-ray. It seems that when these storms occur, the actual effects on the human body, although we don't really know for sure, it seems to be everybody survives just fine, but it's the effects of what it does to our electrical grid, electrical devices, and, of course, now microelectronics. That seems to be how we're going to be most affected. And what happens is, as the years have gone by, we have more and more electric-based devices here, so we're more and more affected by each subsequent storm that hits the planet.
Bert, when you and I were growing up back in the 50s and 60s, you know, we didn't know each other back then, but we experimented with radio, and we had antennas. And an antenna, they were also called aerials back then, was simply, for AM radio, was simply a piece of wire, 75 to 100 feet long, an insulator at each end, maybe strung between trees or between a tree and a house. And we would attach that to a radio, and we'd use that for receiving radio waves. And so, and it worked. You could pick up, you know, an AM radio station easily with a longer antenna than you could with a shorter antenna. Well, if we look, Bert, if we look at the telegraph system and those, you know, thousands of wires, thousands of miles of wires, those were antennas strung between insulators, right?
And it's interesting, okay, just real quick, that radio you described is called a crystal radio, and you can build it with just four components, basically. A capacitor, an inductor to tune to be resonant at a given frequency, a rectifier, so a diode, that'll detect the envelope of the signal, in other words, the AM modulation on it, and then a capacitor after that to filter out the RF, and then you send that to a headset, and you can listen to your AM broadcast station. That's simple.
Okay, so let's be clear, class, on what we're talking about. Bert and I are saying that there is so much energy in the air. Now, generally speaking, you can't feel it, but there's so much energy in the air, even from a single radio station, that you can take a piece of wire, insulated on both ends, bring it into a non-powered, no power, no wall transformer, no battery, no power of any kind, and there's so much electricity in the air from that radio station that it will power headphones. No moving parts, no electricity from, you know, a power source, just a crystal, couple capacitors, you know, a diode, if you will, and literally it will power headphones, and you can listen to it at a comfortable volume. Now, of course, you get more sophisticated, add more electronics, and tune, you know, different stations. But yes, you can actually do that. And there's, now that's just one radio station from maybe 50-100 miles away. Add to that all of the signals, all of the cell phone signals, satellite signals, radio, television signals, and the rest of it. There's a lot more electricity in the air. And we're talking about something that dwarfs even that, which would be a solar ejection from the sun, right? And all of these wires that we have, the headphone wires, the power cords to our electronic devices, the cables that go to your TV, those are all antennas. So when this happens, you've got a whole bunch of antennas already hooked up in your house that are perfect for attracting this energy and blowing up your devices. Would that be a fair statement, Bert?
Well, that's one way to look at it. But keep in mind that the biggest electromagnetic generator, which dwarfs everything you mentioned, is the sun under normal operating conditions. In other words, the sun is ejecting pretty much all radio frequencies, you know, from light to lower radio waves. And so it's an emitter. Some of those could be harmful, but our planet is designed with a protective shield around it. It's sort of amazing that protects life from the more harmful emissions from the sun under normal circumstances. And by the way, that protective covering of the Earth is, you know, the ionosphere and the magnetic shield. It is affected when these solar plasma storms arrive at the planet.
So when do you think the next one is going to hit our planet?
Well, we've had several since 1859, which is interesting. None of them that have arrived on the Earth have been as intensive as 1859, but even so, each one progressively has done more damage. So to give you an idea, we had one in 1921, you know, maybe half as strong as 1859, and it did way more damage. Telephone stations were knocked out. The underground cable that we actually had going to Europe, that was destroyed. There was a pretty much a complete communications blackout because the ionosphere was affected, so that affected shortwave communications. So it was pretty intense damage. More recently, in 1989, we had a storm and knocked out power in Quebec and for a day. The interesting storm that missed us in 2012 was of a magnitude equal to Carrington. So let's be clear. This is a storm that was every bit as intensive as the 1859 storm, but it missed hitting our planet by 1 week. And we don't know what the damage would have been, but we can estimate that we probably would have lost the electric grid over the United States for a number of days or potentially longer if that had arrived 1 week earlier.
What would you surmise would be the impact of a Carrington event today? When we come back, can you tell us what you think it would be like? Cell phones, dependence on the grid, medicine, telecommuting, school, rail lines, the supply chain, etc. Can you tell us what you think the impact would be? And maybe that'll give a sense of how concerned we should be. Bert Bertonis is with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Herbert Tonis with us, senior USA Prepares instructor, electrical engineer, and electronic engineer. And we're talking about the Carrington event. Bert, so if we were to have one today, and let's just say a typical house in a typical suburban setting, what would you expect the result of a Carrington size event would be to someone living in that environment?
Sure. Well, first of all, let me say that the effects as it would affect you is primarily the secondary effects. In other words, although we don't think it's good to be exposed to x-rays for sure, and you should stay indoors, the major effects to our life is going to be from what that solar storm does to, let's say, the power grid. And that's the biggest effect. So obviously stay indoors. That can be helpful because it's never good to be exposed to x-rays. But protect your home electrical system. So what's probably likely going to happen is there are going to be lots of surges over the power line and then probably ultimately go dead. So, and this is assuming a storm of as intensive of, let's say, 1859 or even 1989. So at that point, if you really know what's going to hit, if you can, and you know how when we discussed this last week, if you think you can get by, turn off your power, because that immediately protects everything in your home from any type of surge. So that's probably the best thing you can do. But that said, if you can't anticipate it or you don't want to go to that level, you can obviously use surge protectors everywhere you can. So that's including the portable surge protectors that you put in line with, say, a computer, but also master surge protection, which you can put right at your electrical panel that will clamp down a surge immediately when it comes into your home. And that's maybe the one single most useful thing you can buy for your home right now is that, $50 to $100. And in most cases, you can plug it right in to your circuit breaker panel, if you have the slots, and that will clamp the surge down first thing as soon as the electrical power arrives into your panel.
Okay, I went to eBay while you were describing that, and I typed in receptacle tester. Now, receptacle, you could probably type in outlet tester, but receptacle, wall, outlet. They make a tester, and if you type in receptacle tester, you'll find what I found. And there are these yellow and orange little testers with three conductors. You plug it into your wall outlet, and it will light up the appropriate number of lights to tell you whether you have whether your receptacle is wired properly. So it'll tell you if you have an open ground, if you have reverse wiring. It'll tell you all the things that you need to know. It'll tell you how it's wired wrong, if it is, and it'll tell you if it's wired properly. Okay, and it's a great tool to have. I have a couple of them, and I've had them since the 80s. And the first thing that I'd recommend that you do, and Bert, correct me if you let us know if you feel differently. You plug that in, and it'll tell you where you're starting from. If you have outlets that are not wired properly, you're not going to be able to get much value out of any surge protector. If you have an open ground or a missing ground, your surge protector will do virtually no good. Do you agree with that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Make sure that everything is wired correctly. I do recommend putting the surge-protected outlet everywhere you can in your home. Those are the ones that if there's a ground fault, that it'll trip. So those are good things. They cost a little more, but if you're putting in new outlets or wiring your home, why not put them in?
Yeah, and the little tester, the receptacle tester I'm talking about, this one says electrical outlet receptacle tester, faulty wall plug wire finder GFIC circuit. Those are all the key words, okay? And it's $5.32 shipped, okay? And they will last a lifetime, if you don't run over it with your car. So you ought to get one of those and figure out the starting point. You ought to get one really soon while there are plenty of them. And find out if your outlets are wired properly. And then we'll talk about surge protection, what you need to know about that when we come back. Bert Pertonis is with us. He's the expert.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wildfire season sparking in Southern California as well as Colorado and in Oregon, where a wildfire is burning in the Columbia River Gorge, growing to over 800 acres quickly, threatening hundreds of homes. This girl was evacuated from her family's home.
My mom almost started crying because pictures, memories are all over there. We couldn't get them all. So she doesn't want anything to happen, and she wants to be able to just go home.
Presumptive Democratic nominee for the White House, Joe Biden, is praising the peace agreement that the Trump administration helped hammer out between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. He says the historic deal could help heal divisions in the Middle East. While the Trump administration did broker the deal, Biden claims the foundation was actually laid by previous presidents, including the Obama-Biden administration. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A new report says taking a so-called gap year before going to college after high school could cost someone $90,000 in lifetime earnings. It's according to a new study out of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. It found a missed year could be costly in the long run. While many potential students might have the or might be considering delaying higher education because of the pandemic especially, they say the pandemic has also driven unemployment higher, putting college graduates in a better position to get a job over those with just a high school diploma. Social justice groups in Louisville, Kentucky, are calling for cancellations of the Kentucky Derby now. Yesterday, a spokesman for No Justice, No Peace Louisville said the city should cancel the Derby and put its energy into finding justice for Breonna Taylor, who was killed by Louisville police during a drug raid on her home. Last week, police announced new rules requiring protesters to stay off the city streets and not to block intersections, the national group Until Freedom says those new rules are designed to silence protesters ahead of the Derby, which is now set for the 5th of September. And a Minnesota woman's been declared the world's fastest backwards speller. Pam Onnen of Minnesota broke the Guinness record when she spelled 56 words backwards in a minute. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, if you just heard the bottom of the hour news, you heard that there are wildfires in California. And what does that have to do with surge protection and surges and protecting your electrical and electronic equipment in your home? Well, when the power company disconnects and reconnects the grid because of fires, wildfires, and intentionally set fires, those connections and disconnections cause surges. So that's just one more little thing that you have to be concerned with, even if the fire is not in your backyard. And also, you know that lightning hits power lines, and it's looking for the ground. And your equipment might be a great way for that lightning to find ground. Bert, any quick comments? Bert, you there? Looks like you're there. I cannot hear you, Bert. Let's see. Jason, he's on the air, and the call screen looks great, but I do not hear Bert. Okay. Well, maybe his potentiometer is potted down a little bit at the network. I'll tell you what. Bert, would you do me a favor? I believe you're able to hear me. Can you call back in? And I'm going to be talking about the National Electric Code while you call back in. Okay? Okay, so class, in order to protect yourself from these anomalies, these spikes, etc., whether they be from the sun or the grid or lightning hopping on the grid or your neighbor having a big electric motor that every time he turns it on puts a pulse on the electrical wiring that's coming to your house, well, you can protect yourself. And what you'll need to do is get some surge protection equipment. And as I mentioned first, you get an electrical outlet or electrical receptacle tester. You can get it at eBay for about $5.32. It's this little plug-in device. You hold it in your hand. It has three neon lights, and it'll tell you the condition of that particular receptacle or outlet. And you test everyone in your house. Do not assume that just because you tested one, they're all like that. And not only do you want to test one, you want to test the one above and below. Meaning, so you test both receptacles in that box at your wall. Okay? You test both. Because some may be wired, some receptacles may be split so that they can be wired with a wall switch. And others might not be. So test them all. Bert's back, and I was just talking a little bit about how to test those receptacles, Bert. Somehow we lost you, but I mentioned the wildfires in California right now and lightning that can, with the wildfires, the grid can be turned on and off to protect the grid and lives, and that could cause surges as well as lightning hopping on the power lines. Any quick comments? Do you agree with that?
I agree, and Vince, what I did a little research for the class during the break, and I have part numbers for the two most common panels for a panel surge protector, which will work for exactly what you just mentioned. They're both less than $100. If class is ready, I can give the part numbers. They're available online at Home Depot right now.
Okay.
So if you have a GE panel, which is the most common, the part number is THQL-SURGE. So THQL Surge, it's $66 at Home Depot.
Okay.
If you have a square D panel, which is the second most common, the part number is QO250PSPD. QO250PSPD, it's $74.88 right now online at Home Depot, probably in the store as well.
Okay. And now, I don't have it in front of me, Bert, but is the General Electric is the panel brand that we selected. I really like them because the breakers are the least expensive and they work really well. I like the design. And is that surge protector a just plug right in without any wiring at all, or does that have three wires?
Well, yes and no. So it plugs right into a double slot. So in other words, just like you were putting in a 220 breaker for your stove or your hot tub, you would plug this in where you would have a two adjacent slots. there is one wire necessary, the neutral wire. They recommend putting that directly to your neutral rail in the breaker. So there is one wire. They ask you to make it as short as possible, so hopefully it only has a couple of inches to go. You do need to take that one white wire and put it into your neutral bar, and then just plug this in, and you're all set to go.
Okay, class, it doesn't get much easier than that. I'm looking at the picture right now. It's called Whole Home Surge Protection Unit Panel Mount. It's a really nice little device, and it will take the place of a double breaker. Okay. Now, most of you probably have an extra two slots adjacent to each other in your panel. If you do, one above the other, that's what you need if you have a General Electric type panel. So you can find plenty of information about this on the internet, and I suggest that you jump on it pretty soon. And also get that receptacle tester. That way you'll know whether your receptacles are wired properly. Okay. Bert, please continue.
Yeah, that's also helpful for those of us where we're experiencing forest fires now, because the power company is cutting power periodically. Sometimes it's because of the fire itself, and in other cases, they're just preemptively turning off your power. And when they do that, what happens is there are surges. There's a surge when they cut the power, and more dangerous is the surge when they turn the power back on. The worst surge is when it's intermittent and something's happening, and then, you know, your power line shorting and unshorting. So this will help in all three instances. That said, I also recommend that if your power does go off, probably not a bad idea to temporarily unplug your refrigerator and any other expensive equipment you have, and then just plug them in after the power is restored. That's a helpful thing to do as well. But this forest surge protector is probably the single most important thing you can do to protect your home.
Let's put an exclamation point on what you just said, Bert. Class, what Bert was telling you is that if the power is unstable coming from the grid, you know, your power goes off, then it comes on, you know, lights flicker, goes off, comes on, that's really rough on everything. It's rough on the compressors, on your refrigeration equipment, your air conditioning equipment. It's rough on the solid-state electronics, like if you have a smart refrigerator or a smart freezer or computers and TVs and things like that. It's really rough on all that equipment. So I believe what Bert is saying, in so many words, is let everybody else ride those intermittent on-off situations. You just disconnect your equipment, let them absorb all of those surges, and when the power grid settles down, then you come back online. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there is a possibility that the surge protector will give its life to protect your home. And, you know, so be it. You can buy another one for another $66. There is a light. You know, I have one of these in my panel, and every so often I open it up to look and make sure the little light is still green. If for whatever reason that light turns red, then that's time to replace the surge protector.
Let's address one other issue here, Bert. So do surges happen just when there's lightning? Do surges happen just when the grid gets a little queasy? They happen all the time. You could have a neighbor that has a large electric motor, and it, you know, like a big saw, for example. And every time he turns on his big saw, he induces a surge that comes out the out his power line and ends up at your house. You know, if you live close. I mean, that's kind of a stretch, but that's a way of looking at it. Well, surges happen a lot. It could be hundreds or thousands of times a day, literally. So these surge protectors will protect until they can't do it anymore. They just quit because they've been beaten up so many times that they can't take it anymore. And that's when they fail. So they do not have an unlimited life expectancy. And one good lightning strike, that's enough to take it out permanently. Bert, your comments.
Yeah, but better the surge protector than something else in your home. So,
I agree.
Might even be a good idea to have one on the shelf and afford it, just to have it as standby to have it available to put back. Because, you know, remember, if it is an event that affects a lot of people, it might be hard to find a surge protector for the next week at the stores.
Right. And we have spare surge protectors here. And what Bert is saying is, consider this a sacrificial device. I literally have one that it still smells from 20 years ago. It was hit with a direct lightning hit. And it's burnt to a crispy critter. And actually, the desk that it was sitting on got burned because the surge protector took so much electric current that it melted the plastic, set the surge protector on fire. It's one of these that has an on-off switch that, you know, you can set it on the desk so you can switch on and off your computer, that kind of thing. Literally burned the desk, wood desk. Not to the ground, but just put a big burn mark on it. So lightning is, it's really hard to stop lightning. Possibly impossible. Possibly. Impossible to stop lightning. So consider the surge protector a sacrificial device. Now, Bert, can you talk about the ratings? You know, not all surge protectors are created equally, whether they be plug-in-the-wall, power strips, wall-mounted surge protector that has maybe three or six outlets on it. You just plug it into the wall and it stays on the wall. Ones with power cords. How would you look at the voltage rating of the MOVs, metal oxide varistors? How would you recommend that we select our surge protector?
Well, obviously, get the largest one available in terms of what the surge current capacity is. So the more there's no downside to that. The more, the better.
Okay. Now, so can you explain for our class? Some, if you look on the bottom of a surge protector class, you'll see some that are rated 330 volts, 330V, as in Victor. You'll see some that are rated 400V, as in volts. You'll see some that are rated 600V. That's the let-through current. So it will let through anything under 600 volts, anything under 400 volts, anything under 330 volts. Which is the best, Bert? Which is the one we should select?
Well, I'd say the one that's going to let through the least, but be careful because sometimes you get close to the voltage that you're using. And but generally, I'd say the one that's going to let through the least.
Yeah, that'd be 330. Class will be right back.
Tea Boutique Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert Vertonis is with us, and Bert, the National Electric Code for 2020 is saying that you will have a surge protector in your home for sure, and we're talking about whole house surge protector. Now, I'm not really good at following rules that I don't like, but the National Electric Code I have no problem with. I actually like it, and I own a copy of the book because when we built our house, I wanted to make sure that I complied or exceeded, and actually I've exceeded what's recommended by the National Electric Code. So the National Electric Code for 2020, the year 2020, is saying that you have to have surge protection to comply with that for new dwellings, whole house surge protection. And it's absolutely the right thing to do, class, absolutely, because your house can be burned down because of a surge. It can. Not likely, but it can happen. Bert, one of the things that you'd mentioned was storage of gasoline. Did you want to mention that, or do you have something else that you'd rather talk about?
Well, obviously, keep water, gas on hand, things like that. You know, in the last few minutes, maybe what we can talk about, I've had some people ask me, is there anything that the government or the UN could do? If we have three-day warning, is there something we could do? And believe it or not, there are scientists that are talking about if we absolutely contract a solar storm plasma that is going to hit the Earth, since we have 3 days, potentially we could launch a nuclear missile to intercept it, blow it up, and disperse it before the Earth runs into its path. So a little bit similar to what they're talking about doing for meteors, except with a meteor, maybe we might have months of time. With a plasma storm, we have 2 or 3 days warning. So obviously you'd have to have the missile on the launch pad ready to go.
If we experienced a Carrington event, do you think that it would take us back to the 1800s in terms of technology?
Well, it would be catastrophic, Vince, because think about what it would be like to not have electricity for a number of days or potentially weeks. It would, you know, it's hard to quantify, but we use electricity in almost every single thing we do all day long, not just our home. The gasoline that gets pumped from the station, the radio station, the all our communications grid, our cellular grid, all depends on electricity. Yes, we have battery backup and portable generators for a lot of it. The hospitals certainly are backed up in that respect, but the effect would be catastrophic. And so the other thing that the country can do is be prepared to repair the electrical grid as soon as possible after something like this happens. And I'm not sure that we're really taking it seriously enough to be prepared. In particular, there's transformers that are used in the electrical grid that we have very short supply of, and there's a very long lead time to manufacture those transformers.
And to make matters even more complicated and much worse, it takes electricity to make the repairs to the electrical power grid. So you need electricity to manufacture the parts. You need electricity to drill the holes. You need electricity to solder wires. You need electricity to rebuild the grid that just blew up. Now, here's just one way of looking at one item. Okay, cooking. Without electricity, your microwave oven isn't going to work. That's absolutely certain. Without electricity, your electric stove isn't going to work. That's for sure. Without electricity, probably 95% of gas stoves won't work because they have an element in the oven to make sure that the flame does not go out and that you to prevent you from having an explosion. So you have to have electricity in most gas stoves for the oven to work. You know, those of that have been built in the last 20 years. And the electronic ignition for your gas burners, whether it be propane or natural gas, that requires a spark, which is powered by electricity. Now, if you have matches, you can, you know, start your gas stove, meaning the burners on the top, the cooking burners. But you won't be able to run the oven or the microwave oven. So think about that. So, I mean, just one thing, cooking. Cooking will be severely, instantaneously impacted. Bert, any comments?
Yeah, so I agree with everything you said. Let me leave you with a little bit of good news, is we are currently in a solar minimum. So the solar cycle is 11 years. There's nothing we can do about it. It's set by nature, by God, whatever. We're at a minimum right now. In fact, we have record number of no sunspots. In other words, we have number of days with no sunspots. So the maximum won't be for another 4 or 5 years, and we probably don't need to worry about a Carrington effect until then, but it will happen. It's almost foregone conclusion that there will be a storm that will hit the Earth, and the effects will be greater than ever before, simply because of our dependence on the electrical grid and on electronics and other electrical devices. So we do need to...
We're out of time. Thanks so much for being with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.